Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, our friendly neighborhood stokero. You know, life can get pretty wild, right? One minute you're on top of the world, and the next you're drowning in a sea of emotions. Ever feel like your feelings are running the show instead of the other way around? Well, today we're diving deep into something super important. Emotional regulation. We're not talking about suppressing your feelings, that's a recipe for disaster. No, this is about understanding the science behind those rollercoaster emotions and learning how to actually ride them like a boss. Think of it like this. Your emotions are like waves crashing on the shore. They're powerful, they're inevitable, but you don't have to get swept away by them. You can learn to surf. By understanding the science behind emotional regulation, we can become those cool surfers, gracefully riding the waves instead of getting tossed around. So, what are some key takeaways from this epic adventure into emotional mastery? First things first, know that you're not alone in this roller coaster ride. We all experience a range of emotions, and it's totally normal. Second, remember that your emotions aren't facts. Just because you feel something intensely doesn't mean it's objectively true. You can choose how to respond to those feelings instead of letting them dictate your actions. Think about it like this. Imagine someone cuts you off in traffic. Your immediate reaction might be anger, your heart starts racing, your blood pressure rises, and you want to yell at them. But here's the thing. Their actions don't define you. You can choose to respond with calm understanding or even a little humor, turning that potential for rage into an opportunity for growth. And speaking of growth, that's where mindfulness comes in. Taking time to be present and aware of your emotions without judgment is like having a mental superpower. It allows you to observe those feelings, understand their triggers, and ultimately choose how to respond in a way that serves you best. Think of it like meditation, not just sitting cross-legged on a mountaintop, although that's pretty cool. But simply taking a few moments each day to breathe deeply and notice your thoughts and feelings without getting carried away by them. Another powerful tool is cognitive reframing. This basically means challenging those negative thought patterns that can spiral you into emotional distress. When you catch yourself thinking, "I always mess things up," or "this is the worst day ever," try flipping the script. Ask yourself, what's another way to look at this situation, or is there something positive I can focus on right now? You know that feeling when you're stuck in a traffic jam and suddenly remember you have your favorite podcast waiting for you? Damn. Your perspective shifts instantly. That's cognitive reframing in action. Let's talk about a real-world example to really drive this home. Imagine you're giving a presentation at work and you totally bomb it. You stammer, you forget your key points, and the room feels like it's closing in on you. You might feel embarrassed, humiliated, even tempted to just disappear into thin air. But here's where emotional regulation comes in. Instead of letting that initial panic spiral out of control, take a deep breath and acknowledge those feelings. Remind yourself that everyone makes mistakes, and this one presentation doesn't define your worth as a professional. Maybe even try to find humor in the situation, after all, even the best comedians bomb sometimes. Remember, emotional regulation isn't about being emotionless or pretending everything is fine. It's about developing a healthy relationship with your feelings, understanding their triggers, and ultimately choosing how to respond in a way that empowers you rather than holds you back. So there you have it, the science behind emotional regulation. It's all about awareness, mindfulness, cognitive reframing, and choosing your response instead of letting your emotions control you. You've got this. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one thing you're going to try this week to practice emotional regulation? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. And remember, stay stoic, stay strong, and keep rocking that emotional roller coaster.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.